The next patient is Kenneth Gardner, G-A-R, D like in Delta, N-E-R. First name Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that has a history of CKD stage 3B. Patient has a past history of hyperlipidemia and arterial hypertension. But also has a very extensive cardiovascular disease. The patient had atherosclerotic heart disease, has a history of atrial fibrillation. The status was the Watchman procedure, decreased ejection fraction with the cardiorenal syndrome that has been the responsible for the deterioration of the kidney function as well. Period. This time, the patient comes with a creatinine of 1.9, a BUN of 30, and an estimated eGFR of 34. And the protein creatinine ratio is 280 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, the patient has anemia with the iron saturation that is only 19%. The patient continues to take oral iron with the side effect of constipation. He takes the stool softeners and he's able to manage. Following number, the patient has orthostatic hypotension that has been treated with the administration of Midodrine, M-I-D-O-D-R-I-N-E, and also the administration of fluorocortisone. He has been able to maintain a blood pressure that is above 100, the systolic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism, following number BPH that at the present time is without exacerbation. There is evidence of a colony count of more than 100,000 colonies. That is bacteriuria. This patient is getting a follow-up with the cardiologist on a regular basis. But most importantly, he's following a body weight of 217 pounds at home. In other words, if he's under that body weight, he holds the administration of loop diuretics, and over the 217, he takes the diuretics. He's hemodynamically stable. We are going to reevaluate him in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested and spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.